Dive Company would have simply sent the GPS coordinates of the aircraft to the U.S. Air Force so they could retrieve their airmen had it not been for the object. Certainly that's what we would do with the minesweepers once they are located. We would provide the coordinates to the appropriate agencies who may want to recover their officers. But the object changed everything, so that kind of puts us in a holding pattern with everything.
Meaning that you would like to have a closer identification, perhaps, of what the object is?
Correct.
And you would do that in 2007 in what way?
Well, we would take the ROV back down. We looked at most of the site. We'd like to look a little bit further. We were hampered by worsening weather in the middle of the lake, so we weren't really able to finish what we would like to finish. And there's been some suggestion by the team to utilize what they call a high-pressure wash system on the ROV, which basically generates a stream of water capable of dusting the silt off of things and possibly taking a run at the object with that system. We don't know. We're still working out the logistics.
Mm-hmm. And if you could then spray off some of the coating of the mud and the silt, you might be able to see more clearly what that object is.
Correct.
And you would do this videotaping as you went?
Absolutely. Well, as much as we could. Whenever you use a high-pressure wash system, it tends to stir up silt quite a bit. So there may be a lot of waiting and seeing afterwards.
Have you had any contact from any military agency to date about this?
No, no military agencies. The only contacts we've had are routine contacts with the Canadian government regarding permits to the site, which is not sinister in the slightest. It's routine. The Canadian government believes anything on the lake bottom is their property, and especially something that hasn't been reported as being discovered. They like to know what the location is before they're willing to issue a permit to return. We have other projects in the works. It forces us to kind of keep a delicate peace with the Minister of Culture in Canada so that nothing else gets disrupted.
So currently, where the F-89 and the round objects lay is in Canadian territory?
That's correct.
And if this round object turns out to fall into the category of a silver disc, as was photographed so many times in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, what do you think would be the next step as far as you being able to do something about retrieving it or working with the Canadian government? And what would the U.S. government perhaps say?
Well, I think the U.S. government, unless they could show that the object is their property, I don't think would have much of a say in the object itself. Of course, the F-89 remains the U.S. Air Force property, which is fully understandable. But the Canadian government is very restrictive, as I mentioned. They consider everything on the lake bottom, be it a shipwreck, a plane, or something else unknown, their property, automatically. So anything, any kind of recovery effort to be done legally would have to be done through the Canadian government, unless, of course, the U.S. could prove that the object was their property, which I have no idea. If I knew what it was, I might say, well, yeah, that's, you know, a piece of military hardware. Maybe they know something we don't.
The size is puzzling, but currently, if the part that we're seeing is only a upper portion of something that might be bigger underneath, that could be a whole other story?
Certainly. The speculation can run the spectrum from one end to the other of what it is and how big it is. One of our team suggested that perhaps it's upside down. Perhaps we're seeing the bottom of whatever that is. It's possible it's a piece of something. The rest of it may be someplace else. We just don't know. It's wide open for rampant speculation at this point without further analysis.
And about that issue of the F-89 not looking like it had fallen from 7,000 feet, it reminds me of the famous Mantell case over Kentucky, in which they found that plane broken up with thousands of little holes in it. One of the statements was that it didn't look like it crashed. It looked like it had been sort of placed and cracked apart. And this raises a question about this interaction with UFO activity, that there are allegedly beams or electromagnetic fields that might place a plane down in the bottom of water without the plane actually falling.
Anything is possible at this point, Linda. If I had to guess, I'd say the plane experienced a low-level collision with the object that's near it. The forensics of the aircraft suggest that it was a low-level, low-speed collision with something. There does appear to be what we refer to as a strike mark on the object that does match the hole where the wing used to be on the F-89. There's an oblong kind of unique shape where the wing used to be. And there's I don't know if you would call it a scratch per se. It's definitely not a dent, but it's a matching formation on the object that matches the hole where the wing was. So if I had to guess, my best guess would be that a low-level collision took place and both objects went to the bottom.
And when you talk about that scratch, you mean that there is a scratch on the round or teardrop-shaped object?
Right. I call it a strike mark because I don't know if you'd call it a scratch. It doesn't appear to be an indentation of any kind in the metal. It's just a oblong mark that does match the oddball oblong mark on the F-89. If you can imagine a wing being ripped off of an airplane, it's going to leave a very distinguished hole. It's not going to be a simple laser cut, you know, precision line, if you will. It's going to leave a strange shape because of the twisting metal and whatnot. Well, this shape does appear to match with the mark on the object. From those two things, the strike mark and the hole in the F-89, I would speculate that the F-89 did collide with this object in some manner.
And both went down to the bottom of Lake Superior.
That would be our guess, yes. Now, that's assuming that this isn't just a piece of something, but it would appear that both things went to the bottom in their entirety. It doesn't appear to be a broken-off piece of something, but again, we don't know. We don't know how much is below the surface.
And that wing from the F-89 might still be there under the bottom mud, or it might be under that object?
It's a possibility. There's several theories about what may have happened to the wing. That is certainly one of them, that it could be under the object itself or nearby